gracious Heavenly Father, deal with us as thou wilt, but just speak to us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 11 verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. That's Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. Jesus has just been talking to the disciples of John and saying, what went ye out for to see? A reed shaken in the wind. And now he's speaking of John as the greatest of the prophets. And then he goes on and say, but he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And then he says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And what does he mean? You see, the difficulty of the verse is this. You'll find some modern translations have a very different translation to it. And the reason is, it's something called the middle and the passive in the verb. But if it's the middle, they're exactly the same forms. You have to guess from the surrounding what it means. That the first form is that it could mean the kingdom of heaven itself is a force. It exercises force. So the kingdom of heaven is something which forcibly intrudes itself. It breaks in with violence. And there's plenty to be said for that meaning. So what he's meaning by that is this. John's come with violence, and I've come with violence, and the kingdom of heaven is violently come upon you. Now, it could mean that. It also has another meaning it could mean from that. And that is, if you take it as that, it could mean the kingdom of heaven is violently resisted, meaning that the Pharisees and the scribes resisted John, and they're violently resisting the Lord Jesus. And he says, and violent men tear it to pieces. But that last is a very poor translation of the second part of the verse. The second part of the verse, whatever the first part means, means, and the violent take it by force. That's the best translation you can get. Now, what does he mean? Is he saying two different things? The kingdom of heaven is burst in and come in with violence, and another thing, the violent take it by force? Or is he saying just one thing? The kingdom of heaven is won by violence, suffereth violence, you have to use violence to get into it, and the violent take it by force. Now, you'll find some modern translations take it as meaning two things. I take it as meaning one, and that satisfies me, because it does appear that he was speaking about one thing. Now, what's in the Lord Jesus' mind? Well, when John came, he was a very violent man. I always supposed that his father, Zechariah, who was very old, died when John was a boy. And his mother, probably too, Elizabeth. And he was left very young on his own. Now, what he did was went out into the deserts and lived in caves on locusts and wild honey. The most uncomfortable garment you could possibly wear is one made of camel hair. It's what the sort of anchorites and that wore, and with a leathern belt about his loins. He was a violent man. He preached violently, and the people came with violence to hear him. They went without their food, they went without their drink, they crossed miles of desert, young and old together, and deserted their proper employment to come and listen to him. So you could mean that. Also, the Lord Jesus could have in mind the crowds which gathered round him. You remember he had to get into a little boat because the people trod one upon another when he was telling them the parables, and they pushed so that they were in danger of pushing him into the lake. Now, he could mean that they don't listen like we do, just sitting in a row, but they elbow and shove and get to the front somehow because they've got sick people and because they want to hear. I don't know, but that's very much. Now, what I take from it is this, first of all, that nobody gets to the Lord Jesus Christ without much, much striving. The least thing today is a huge battle for most people just to walk into a church. That's violence on their lives. It's violence on their families. It's real violence to get into a church. Most people just can't break through that barrier. That's why they don't come in, especially men. They just will not cross that line. Now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And it means that whoever's prepared to be violent to it will get in. And you see, it's clear what he's saying. Now, that's one meaning of it. And I believe that there isn't a person here who hasn't got into the kingdom of heaven without many doubts, many fears, many struggles, much pleading with the Lord, much feeling that they're not worthy of it and being pushed back by sin and feeling that they've got to struggle every inch of the way to get in. I believe nobody gets into the kingdom of heaven but by a massive struggle. That doesn't mean it shows outside, but I do mean it shows in sleeplessness and tossings. I mean it shows in not wanting the things other people have and going without them. And then I believe nobody is used in the kingdom of God without violence. I believe that I am sure that I've met many missionary ladies who've gone without marriage in order to go to people who didn't want them and didn't like them in order to speak to them of the gospel, and have remained there a lifetime. I've seen it, and they've suffered every form of violence, and not just physical abuse. One lady missionary near us, she went and set up in a village to work. She was a single little lady on her own, a nurse. And she rented a house which was four little sort of rooms round a courtyard, quite low. I doubt the top room was from the floor to there, the highest of it. And that night, as she went to bed, she was suddenly quite sure, it wasn't a guess, there was a man on the roof, and he was watching her. She couldn't leave, there was nobody, the village was asleep, there was no lights or anything, nothing. She said she just knelt down by her bed and prayed all night. And early in the morning she went to the chief of the village. Now this was in Morocco, they have heads of tribes. And she said to him what had happened. He said, "Leave it to me." He gathered the whole tribe that morning and he said, "This nurse from England has come amongst us and we want her. And we all know who that man was last night," and he fetched him out the front. He said, "You're a thief and a robber. And if ever, ever it comes to me that you've tampered with that nurse in any way, I'll kill you personally." And he said, she said she never had any trouble from that day forward. Now, we have to go through these violent things. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. But I want to take it with you a little further than that. It is snatch as a wolf. You've got to snatch the kingdom of heaven. And it means partly, it's passing by. You know the hymn, "Saviour, Saviour, do not pass me by. Whilst on others thou art calling, hear my humble cry." Well now, you've got to take the moment. I say to young men who want the ministry, plunge, go, don't stop, don't look backwards, for he who looks backward isn't fit for the kingdom of God. Get ahead and move. And that's us. We're chasing the footsteps of a saviour who we cannot catch up with. And when we catch up with him, we're not sure we've done so. And yet when the ground gets too hard for us, the saviour picks us up and carries us over it. And time and again he's done that for us. Now, this is the violence that the kingdom of heaven suffers, both to get into it and to work for it. You go through sleepless nights and sleepless days. You go through worries you'd never have gone through on your own if it wasn't for the kingdom of heaven. You wouldn't have chosen those worries. But this I say to you, no man goeth to warfare at his own charges. And the Lord Jesus Christ is responsible. We had another gift yesterday, a big one, which has got us not only through our needs on this building, but more. And God encourages us, God puts us through, and he's helping us all the way. And where we cannot manage, he'll help us. But we don't have to shake him and say, Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? I want to put it to you like this. Elisha was a real servant of God. And when the king was being ambushed by the enemy, the Syrians, in order to catch him and kill him, Elisha knew from God where the ambushes would be, and he told the king. And every time the king sent and found the Syrians were lying in wait and avoided the place when he went on his journey. Now, that's all very well. But then the king of Syria said, who among my servants is telling the king of Israel my plans and the words which I utter in my bedchamber? And one of his servants said to him, no man, Lord. He said, none of us, but Elisha the prophet. And he said, go and take him. Now Elisha was in Dothan on the hill. And in the morning the young man with him went out, I suppose, to get the water and the wood to start the day off. And he came running back and he said, there's a huge army surrounding us. And Elisha said, Lord, open the young man's eyes that he may see. And round about him he saw the chariots and horsemen of the Lord. Now that is why we go into this violence, because we're sure we're surrounded. In other words, we have an anchor, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that which is within the veil. We cannot see, but we know. Dawkins may say we're making foolish guesses, but we know. We're sure that the Lord Jesus exists. We're certain beyond any reasonable doubt that he is helping us and that he's with us, and all these struggles he's with us in. Now, don't give up over them. Don't let them go aside. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and this is the reason. And the violent take it by force. And what it means is this. All the violent, all take it by force, by snatching, like a wolf. Now, I'm sure I've told you this story before, but I tell it again because it's true. I was up in the top of the Atlas Mountains once, and I visited the shepherds in the summer. There were a little group of men, and they were living in a cave. There were about three or four of them. And they had a low wall round, and they'd herded the sheep into this at night. And I talked to them and told them the stories that Jesus told about shepherds. And they listened with great care and interest. And one of them said to me, when the wolves come, you have to be a man. He said, they come over the wall at night and we rush out with sticks. But he said, when you hit a wolf, you have to hit it with all your force or it'll kill you. He said, and we fight the wolves to keep them off the sheep. Now, that is true. Those men risked everything, their lives and all, to keep their sheep up those mountains. And I tell you this, that if the sheep are to be kept, shepherds have to risk their lives. And that's what Paul did. He wore the chain for Israel, and he risked everything for them. And we have to. If we're ever to bring anyone to Christ, we've got to fight, fight, fight. We're fighting wolves. We're getting hold of the kingdom of heaven and then fighting. Now, the reason we fight is we have three enemies, and they're very easy. The world. The world is more and more against us. I was reading yesterday that in Britain, a married couple pay 44% more taxes than any other developed nation in the whole world. And the reason is these equality laws. The government are determined to make every sinner equal with married people, and so the result is that married people are hugely disadvantaged. So marriage now, for the first time this year, in fact last year's figures, has become a minority. More people are not marrying and living together than are marrying. Now, we're fighting through this. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Now, it's a holy violence. It's not a violence of that sort. And then there's the flesh. Now, you may have zeal. Keep it for the flesh. With zeal, drive your flesh down. And the flesh is an enemy of ours, and it's real. Some of the things which people blame the devil for are really the flesh. They're nothing more nor less. And then there's the devil himself. And the devil will come at you in any guise or form or any way he can to down you. Now, that's what the kingdom of heaven is doing. It's telling us that we've got to fight violently to enter in, but we shall. And you see, the reason we're sure of it is the Lord Jesus Christ himself on the cross fought his way into the kingdom of heaven. You know the story of old Bishop Mole was on a train in the 19th century, and there's a little Salvation Army lass sat down opposite him, and very shyly she looked at him in all his bishop's robes and said, you know, they wore gaiters and things in those days. She said, "Are you saved?" And very sweetly and very nicely he said to her, "It depends what you mean." And he showed her in the New Testament, saved is, I have been saved, and then it's used as I am being saved, and then it's used as I will be saved. There are three ways of being saved. We have been saved, we've been put onto the ship, we are being saved, but on this ship of the world that's being wrecked, we shall be taken off and we will be saved at the end through death. So then death is our friend and our hope. We long to see the Lord Jesus unless he returns sooner. So that's the way we are sure that we will win and violently take the kingdom. And I would end just with this very short excerpt from Bunyan. And it's this. Sorry, I've lost the sheet. There we are. The interpreter took the pilgrims again by the hand and led him to a pleasant palace, where was built a stately palace, beautiful to behold, at the sight of which Christian was greatly delighted. He saw also upon the top thereof certain persons walking who were clothed all in gold. Then said Christian, "May we go in thither?" Then the interpreter took him and led him up toward the door of the palace. And behold, at the door stood a great company of men, as desirous to go in, but durst not. There also sat a man at a little distance from the door, at a table side, with his book and his inkhorn before him, to take the name of him that should enter therein. He saw also that in the doorway stood many men in armour to keep it, being resolved to do to the men that would enter what hurt and mischief they could. Now was Christian somewhat at amaze. At last, when every man started back for fear of the armed men, Christian saw a man a very stout countenance come up to the man that sat there to write, saying, "Set down my name, sir." The which, when he had done, he saw the man draw his sword and put a helmet upon his head and rush toward the door upon the armed men, who laid upon him with deadly force. But the man wasn't at all discouraged. He fell to cutting and hacking most fiercely, so that after he had received and given many wounds to those that attempted to keep him out, he cut his way through them all and pressed forward into the palace, at which there was a pleasant voice heard from those that were within, even of those that walked upon the top of the palace, saying, "Come in, come in, eternal glory thou shalt win." So he went in and was clothed with such garments as they. Amen.